Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1133, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Was I that called Mr. Frank over the telephone? I did not insist on going over there. He insisted on my coming. The acknowledgments consisted of stamping the orders with a number, putting the dates down there, and acknowledging them by postcards to the people. Mr. Frank did not leave Montags with me. He left before I did. He didn't know how long it was going to take me to write those letters. Mr. Montag hadn't finished dictating to me when I talked to him, so he did not wait. While I was there in the office, two men and three women came in. The ladies came after the office boy had left, and he said he left about 11:30. The men were in the inner office with him about 5 or 10 minutes. I was in the outer office. I started to work typewriting about 2 minutes after he finished dictating the letters. I don't know how long it took me to write them. I am not a very rapid typist. During the time I was writing, Mr. Frank was in the inside office, except when he came out to talk to Mrs. White and came to the door with those men. After typing them, I took them in to him to sign. He folded the letters and put them in the envelopes himself. He did not ask me to stay until he looked over the letters. As to what else there was to be done that day, from the looks of the papers on his desk, he had a good many to dispose of. He went through them as he was dictating to me, and there were a good many that he had to get rid of. I was over at the factory the previous Saturday morning. He was not working on the financial sheet. I got up for him the number of gross deliveries and the price and made an average charge of how much each gross would cost. That was a part of the data necessary for the financial sheet. When I testified before the coroner, I thought that was the financial sheet itself, because I had never seen a financial sheet before. I know now that it was the average sheet. I transferred some of those things to the average sheet. I never did see the financial sheet. Mr. Montag gets it. I did not help Mr. Frank on the financial sheet the previous Saturday. It was the average sheet I helped him on. I discovered my error as to this being the average sheet and not the financial sheet some after the coroner's inquest. I know that Mr. Frank was not working on the financial sheet on the Saturday morning previous to the 26th. He was working on something else altogether. He simply gave me that data to work on. I did with something else altogether. He simply gave me that data to work on. I did not identify the financial sheet at the coroner's inquest. I didn't even know it. I was not in Mr. Frank's inner office on April 26th, excepting when I got the orders from him. When I told the coroner's jury, if I did tell them that, I didn't remember being in his inner office at all. I have never been in a courtroom before. I was so rattled that I wasn't exactly myself. Mr. Frank told me that morning he wished Mr. Schiff would come over and finish the data, that he couldn't fix the financial sheet until Mr. Schiff got up the data, and he had Alonzo Mann telephone him to come over there too, but Mr. Schiff didn't come while I was there. I said at the coroner's inquest that I didn't see Mr. Frank working on any of these books that day, that I was in the outer office and he was in the inner office. There wasn't any such looking sheet as the financial on his.